Nearly 250,000 Americans have died so far from prescription drug overdoses. Purdue Pharma and other drug companies face thousands of civil lawsuits stemming from the nation's opioid epidemic. Now some lawmakers are asking why more drug industry executives and company owners aren't facing criminal trials and possible jail time for their role in the addiction crisis. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
When Purdue Pharma and its owners, members of the Sackler family, declared bankruptcy this week, offering to pay billions of dollars to communities hit by the addiction crisis, Congressman Max Rose, a Democrat from Staten Island, New York, reacted angrily.
The Sackler family does not belong in bankruptcy court. They belong in handcuffs.
Over the last year, civil trials around the country revealed evidence Purdue Pharma and the Sacklers pushed aggressively to sell more highly addictive OxyContin while downplaying the risk of addiction and overdose. Rose says it's time for prosecutors to start treating drug companies as criminal enterprises.
I want the Sackler family charged as criminal drug dealers.
State and federal officials have known for more than a decade drug makers, distributors, and pharmacy chains were playing an outsized role in this epidemic. A review by NPR found dozens of administrative actions where companies were ordered to stop distributing opioids in ways the federal government considered improper. There have also been settlements against drug firms involving criminal as well as civil charges. But none of those plea deals involved jail time. Senator Maggie Hassan, a Democrat from New Hampshire, has called for hearings to investigate why the Justice Department hasn't put more executives on trial.
I think that's exactly the reason we need to see this 2006 memo.
Hassan is demanding the Justice Department give her office a full copy of a 2006 prosecution memo, parts of which appeared in the New York Times last year. The Justice Department has declined to confirm the existence of this document, but Hassan says she believes it will show that some federal attorneys wanted more serious criminal charges filed against Purdue Pharma.
At the 11th hour, top political appointees at the Department of Justice blocked those indictments, and as a result, a much weaker set of plea agreements was entered into with these Purdue executives. They really amounted to a slap in the wrist.
In that 2007 plea deal, four Purdue executives pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges and agreed to perform community service. In a letter sent to Hassan and to Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, the Justice Department refused to release information about its decision-making in the case, citing long-standing policy against such disclosures. The Justice Department has also declined to speak with NPR about possible criminal prosecutions involving Purdue Pharma. Hassan says if prosecutors had been more aggressive in charging executives, the opioid epidemic might have been curtailed a decade ago.
The trajectory of this crisis might have been different, and we might have saved a lot of lives.
Experts interviewed by NPR offered different explanations for why state and federal prosecutors haven't brought more criminal charges against companies and executives. Michael Canty, a former federal prosecutor, says criminal cases are just far more difficult to win.
You know, one of the basic tenets of being a prosecutor is that you don't bring a case unless you believe you can prove a defendant's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt.
But Rick Claypool with the consumer advocacy group Public Citizen thinks there's another reason. Drug companies have large law firms on their side with well-connected attorneys negotiating plea deals.
When the Justice Department is pursuing cases against companies, the people on the other side that they're negotiating with are all too often former federal prosecutors. Right now, it's the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, Mary Jo White, who's representing the Sacklers.
Purdue Pharma and the Sacklers have also been represented in past negotiations with the Justice Department by Rudy Giuliani, himself a former federal prosecutor. But there are signs the drug industry is now facing more scrutiny by criminal investigators.
News out of Boston federal court tonight. The founder of a drug company was just found guilty in a scheme to bribe doctors to prescribe a powerful opioid. It took a jury 15 days to...
In May, five executives with Insys Therapeutics were found guilty on racketeering and conspiracy charges. The Justice Department acknowledged that nearly two decades after the opioid epidemic began, this case marked the first successful prosecution of top drug company executives. At least one other criminal case is now in the works. The Justice Department filed opioid-related charges this spring against Rochester Drug Cooperative, one of the country's largest pharmaceutical distributors, accusing two senior executives of conspiracy and fraud. Brian Mann, NPR News.